stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Welcome back to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, with 60 seconds of productivity every single day of the week. But right here on Bashani and iHeart, we are bringing you Productivity 360, where we bring you the best and the brightest from all around the world. Well, today, folks, I just simply want to talk to you, have a candid conversation with you to see how is life going on your end. You know, I have the opportunity and the pleasure to interview some of the best and the brightest from all around the world. I talk with world leaders and philanthropists and entrepreneurs that are making a difference in their local community as well as their global community. And today, I just want to sit and kind of go over some of the things that I have learned over the years from these wonderful people. Let's talk about a topic where, what would life be like if? What would life be like if we had people who would live the golden rule? Where we had people who would do unto others as we would have done unto us? Where we had a life that we truly appreciated one another and what we actually provide, what each and every one of us actually brings to the table and provides to the world. Have you ever considered asking yourself this personal question? What do I bring to the world and how do I show up each and every time? When you ask yourself that question, what you bring to the world and how do you show up every single time, it actually causes you to have to think about something. It causes you to think about what are the people around you seeing, not what you tell yourself, not what you possibly believe, but what are the people around you seeing? So now that's the question. What do you do and how do you bring it to the world and what are they actually seeing? Well, in the business arena, people want what we would call customer service. People want evidence and results. People literally want what they want, when they want it, and how they want it. Are you providing a service? Are you providing a product to the world? Are you changing the way people see themselves? You may be in the car business or the luxury car business. You may be in the hotel industry. You may be in the resort industry, the restaurant industry. You may be in the self-help industry. You may find yourself literally being a mental health physician. It doesn't matter. What really matters is, are you maximizing your craft? You may find yourself being into government or into politics. You may find yourself being in industries that most people don't have a clue about. But the question is, how do you show up and how are you changing the world each and every day? So right here on Productivity 360, I have a challenge for you. I'm asking you to peel back the onion. and ask yourself, why did you start doing what you're currently doing? Why did you start doing what you're currently doing? And are you fulfilled by what you're doing? See, most people have a job. I'll say that again. Most people have a job, but they are not happy with the job. Most people don't have the opportunity to do what they love each and every single day because that's what brings them revenue. What if you lived in a world where that was literally the case? Having the opportunity to do what you love, but what you love actually paid you. What you love actually paid for your lifestyle. It is possible. Folks, what I want you to start focusing in on is how do you show up and what problem are you actually solving? See, the moment that you begin to solve a problem, you bring a solution, and that solution helps someone, and people pay for what actually helps them. So the question again that I ask you, how are you showing up in the world? How are you showing up in the world? I honestly believe wholeheartedly that productivity says that you should maximize your time, your efforts, and your energy. If you're doing something that you don't love, what I ask you to do is evaluate the why, evaluate the what, and evaluate the when. Better yet, evaluate how long will you continue to do that. I challenge you to get into your sweet spot. Your sweet spot is when you're literally doing what you love and enjoying life. I'll say that again. Your sweet spot is when you're literally doing what you love and enjoying life. There's someone out there who enjoys writing. There's someone out there who enjoys painting. There's someone out there who enjoys speaking. There's someone out there who just simply enjoys driving. Now, the question is, if that's what you enjoy, is that what you're doing, ing, on a consistent basis? See, consistency is also key. Frequency is also key. Not only doing what you love, but doing it on a consistent basis. We talked about the writer. That's the ER, which also brings evidence results for the thing that the person is doing. And it also means that they're perpetual in doing that thing. Are you a speaker? If so, you should be speaking. See, we can simply talk about two letters or three letters all day long and recognize whether or not we are operating in our potential. If you are operating in your potential, then you have an ER on that actual potential, or you have an ING on that actual potential. So my question to you is, are you in your sweet spot? Let's talk about this. How do you maximize what you do when you do what you do? You see, many people like task lists. Many people like checklists. Many people simply want to see something crossed off of their list so that they can feel accomplished. Other people like chaos so that they can bring order. My question to you is, what type of person are you? What type of person are you? Are you a checklist person? Are you a order person, chaos person? Are you a person who loves a drama? You have to ask yourself all of these questions. Now, you may ask, what in the world, Dr. V, does this have to do with productivity? The moment that you start peeling the layers back on your life and recognizing who you are and what your habits are, that's the only time you'll be able to make what we call proper adjustments. Proper adjustments. See, a person who loves to speak, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but have they made the proper adjustments in their life? Do they know when to speak? Do they know how long to speak? Do they actually know when to be quiet? See, a writer can write down a plethora of things, but not everything is to be shared. When do you know what to share and what not to share? See, these are the things that I want you to start focusing in on so that you can get extremely productive in your life and your lifestyle will become one that you appreciate. This is what it is, folks. I want to help you maximize your time, your efforts, and your energy. Have you ever been in a place where literally everyone around you seemed to be flourishing, but you were not? But it took self-analysis, self-reflection, and self-actualization to recognize why. Now that simple WH, why, really opens up a can of worms. Why am I not producing? Is it because I'm lazy? Is it because I'm not willing to do the work? Is it because I want it handed to me? What is the reason? That's another four-letter word that you need to focus on. The three-letter word was the why, W-H-Y. But now you have to ask yourself the what. Once you figure out your why, you have to figure out your what, W-H-A-T. What is hindering me? What is holding me back? What is the issue that's causing me not to produce at maximum levels, not to move into peak performance, or not to be satisfied with my actions? Folks, what I want you to know is productivity is a lifestyle. It's not a game. It's not a fad. It's not something that you try on. It's a way of life. And the moment that you get serious about your evidence and your results, you will become more productive. Let's look at time and time management. How do you value your time? Most people do not value their time, and that's why they're willing to do any and everything. See, a person who values their time also guards their time. Are you guarding your time? That's a very good question. Are you guarding your most precious asset? Because time, and I'm going to say it again, time is the one thing that you cannot get back. Time is the one thing that you cannot reverse. Time is something that should be revered and regarded and not, watch this, wasted. You all have heard me say this before. You don't want to find yourself wasting time. You want to invest your time. And in doing so, when you invest your time, much like your money, what you say is, I'm expecting a return on my investment. When you invest your time, you're expecting a return on your investment. When you spend time, you're not expecting to get that time back. You're not expecting to get anything out of that time. So, folks, I need you to start seeing life in a totally different perspective. Are you wasting? Are you spending? Or are you investing your time? Let's talk about knowledge, wisdom, and understanding for a moment. Knowledge is the one thing once obtained that cannot be taken from you. You know, it is said once a brain or a mind is stretched to a certain capacity, it cannot return to its original form or state. So when we look at knowledge, knowledge is something that you want to cherish, but not just cherish. You want to actually take it and utilize it. Utilizing your time and maximizing your time and knowledge is absolutely essential to being successful. Now, success is speculative, but I need you to understand when you maximize your knowledge, you open up the door and the window for the floodgates to come into your life. So let's look at this, folks. What knowledge have you obtained in the last 30 days that you haven't used? What are some of the things that you need to bring back or bring up in your mind? There are some things that should be at the forefront of your mind, but you have allowed it to escape your thought pattern or your thought process. productivity says, bring those things back into remembrance. Bring those things back into remembrance. Do you remember what it was like to actually have to take finals or take a test on a body of work or something that you've studied? And now they want to test your skill, your knowledge, and your ability because they wanted you to be able to regurgitate or actually apply the knowledge that you have been given. See, it's similar to being paid. If you work for something, you expect to be paid. If you work for something, you expect to be paid. Why would it be different in education with knowledge? If you work hard, you should receive a certificate. You should receive completion. You should receive accomplishment or achievement. So now, what are you doing with the knowledge that you have? Are you maximizing it, or have you just simply put it on a shelf? Let me share this with you. Every bit of knowledge that you've received is going to need to be executed at some point in your life. So you might as well exercise that knowledge. You might as well take the time to strengthen that knowledge, because when the time comes, or shall I say, when that test comes, you want to be able to answer from a place of knowledge. Now, let me share this with you. As it relates to time and knowledge, you always want to be able to, watch this, respond versus react. You always want to be able to respond versus react. Why? Why, Dr. V? Why would you want to be able to respond? Because when you react, you're saying you've been caught off guard. When you respond, you're responding from a place of knowledge. And there's nothing better than having the answer to a problem and being able to apply that answer when the problem arises. But when you are caught off guard, you really don't have any defense mechanism. Let's take this to the business arena. How many of you who are listening to Productivity 360 today have started a business and you have a vision to see that business flourish to a certain amount, a certain time, a certain status, or a certain stature? When looking at business, you get into the business for the sake of doing business and for generating revenue, unless you're a nonprofit. But what I often tell people about being a nonprofit, being a nonprofit doesn't mean that you don't make money. It just means that you don't keep the profit. I hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down. So every business on the planet is in business to make a profit at some point in the game. So what are you providing? What service, what product are you providing that is helping your community or a community or a demographic of people or a target audience? What is that thing and how will it benefit you? Is it something that you want to build? Is it something that you want to scale? Or is it something that you want to sell? The moment that you think of this business, these are three questions that you want to ask yourself early on. And the reason that you're asking yourself these questions is one day somebody may come and offer you a substantial amount of money for your idea. If it's a business that you want to sell someday, then you need to craft out a number. If it is a legacy business, meaning that you want to keep it in the family and you want it to grow from generation to generation, then that's not the way or the exit out for you. But making that decision early allows you to know how to handle and manage that business. I hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down. So now, have you decided what type of business you're running and what you desire to do over the course of the next few years? Have you really written out a business plan? Have you taken the time to look at expansion? Because these are all the things that you need to do if you're going to have a sustainable business and a business that will be around with some longevity. Every business that you see around you, every business that you frequent with, whether you're talking about a banking institution, a mall, a car dealership, a dentistry office, whatever it is, they had to do the exact same thing. So my friends, today, I'm asking you to think outside the box. See things from a totally different perspective and a totally different lens. And ask yourself, are you prepared to be productive in every area of your life? I'm going to switch gears right now to Productivity 360 as a holistic approach. Are you taking care of your health? What is your actual score in productivity when it comes to your health? Because a dead person can't help nobody. A sick person can't really maximize their potential. And a person who is riddled with disease cannot be able to help others as well. I know I gave you three major opposite perspectives, but what I want you to really think about is, where are you in your health journey? Number two, where are you in your financial journey? Now, I know the moment that you start talking finances, people get a little funny. Why? Because people's money is funny and their change is strange, and they don't want nobody talking about that type of exchange. But what I want you to know is, what you focus on gets done. So the question of the day that only you can ask yourself is, what does my money look like? What does my financial situation or status look like? My productivity and my finances, where is that on a scale of 1 to 10? Where is it in my health? Now, where is it in my finances? See, being productive in every area of your life, it sounds like a great cliche. But the moment that you start peeling the onion back, the moment that you start taking time to dig deep, the moment that you start taking time to excavate so that you can evaluate, so that you can get out there and make a decision as to where you need to go next, that's when the rubber meets the road, folks. That's when things get serious, and that's when you ought to start paying attention. So we talked about health, we talked about finance. Now I want to talk to you about relationships. Folks, relationships is the new currency. You've got to learn how to navigate the relationship space. And I'm talking all levels of relationship. You've got to ask yourself, am I in a good relationship? How do you know that you're in a good relationship? Well, number one, the relationship is not toxic. Oh yeah, I hit that point, and I need you to know, if you find yourself being in a toxic relationship, whether it's romantic or not, you need to decide it's time to get out of that relationship. Because you were not meant to be toxic. You were meant to flourish. You were meant to be fruitful and to multiply. So toxicity has nothing to do with being fruitful. Toxicity has nothing to do with multiplication of positivity. So my question again is, are you maximizing your relationships? On a Richter scale from 1 to 10, where does the productivity in your relationships lie? Man, I know I'm hitting some heavy stuff right now, but that's okay. Catch the replay and sit down and write it out and get your scores together, folks, because that's what Productivity 360 is all about. So we talked about your health. We talked about your finance. We talked about relationships. Well, now let's move to another aspect. Where are you spiritually? Now, I'm not here to tell you one way or the other what you should be or what you shouldn't be. But my question to you is, you had to put it on a scale, folks. Where are you in your productivity when it comes to your spirituality? Because whether you want to say that you're spiritual or not, guess what? You are. You believe in something, even if you tell yourself you don't believe in anything. So my question to you is, where on the productivity scale of spirituality do you fall? And see, what I love about this, folks, I'm asking you rhetorical questions from this side of the mic, but you have to ask yourself the actuals. And you've got to tell yourself, self, this is where I am. Whether you like it or not, this is what I know. Truth and transparency shall set you free. You've always heard me say it. Transparency is true freedom. So, as you evaluate yourself in these areas, my question to you is, how are you going to show up? How are you going to show up? And how are you making this world a better place? Productivity 360 is brought to you to help you maximize and realize where you are in your life, helping you to live and lead the life and business that you desire, that you want, so that you can actually have it. Well, listen, folks, it's always a pleasure to talk to you right here on Productivity 360 on Bashani, iHeart, and worldwide. I want to share with you that I have something coming up called the Productive Business Summit right here in sunny Arizona, June 8th. It's a place where business people, philanthropists, athletes, C-suite executives, world changers, and people who are making a difference by being influencers across the globe. It's where we come together to establish the power of relationships, collaborationships, and partnerships. But this year, we're going to be talking about developing the strategic investment relationships that you want and need in your life. If you happen to be anywhere in the Arizona area, even if you're flying in from another country, as many people have done in the past, I ask you to go to productivebusinessnetwork.com/summit and register for this year's summit. It's going to be an epic summit, folks. You simply don't want to miss it. I am super excited that we get the opportunity to help people change their lives all around the globe. And it all starts with a step. It all starts with a choice. It all starts with you saying, I want to show up as my best self. I want my business to be the best that it can be. And I want to connect and collaborate with people who want to do the same. It is such a pleasure each and every day living this life, teaching people about legacy, influence, focus, and execution. Will you lead with me? Will you lead with me by being the best possible you that you can be? Will you lead with me by actually executing the dream that's on the inside of you and maximizing your potential, not just today, but every day? This is the charge. This is the challenge. And I believe wholeheartedly that you are up for the challenge. And if you're ready to make a difference, I challenge you to connect with me on social media. I'm on social media at DRVA Joseph on all social media platforms. Or you can follow Productive Business Summit on Instagram and Facebook. Guys, I believe that this Follow Through Friday is going to be one of the best Fridays that you ever had in your life. I appreciate you joining me for Productivity 360 today. I want you to go out there and make a difference in somebody else's life. And remember, money is a byproduct of service. So how you serve will determine how you earn. All right, folks. Well, until next time, I'm Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, bringing you the best and the brightest from all around the world right here on Bashani and worldwide. I challenge you to be productive or be replaced. 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 Replaced.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show with Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Interact with Dr. Vernet on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page. For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com. Until next week, be productive or be replaced.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio Show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.